Junior high school can be an awkward, unsettling experience for anyone, even teachers. Imagine having survived it once. They get to witness the cavorting teens finding their way over and over again. Jessica Leahy is an English, Latin, and writing teacher at Crossroads Academy in Lyme, New Hampshire. She also writes about education and parenting for the New York Times and other publications, and for her blog, Coming of Age in the Middle. We found her article, A Dress Code Enforcer's Struggle for the Soul of the Middle School Girl, in The Atlantic. Jessica, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
So as a teacher, you are in the role of the dress code enforcer. Now, what does that mean, actually measuring skirt lengths?
It means that in the morning when kids get dropped off at school, I just, you know, we take a peek to see what they're wearing. Often girls that are changing as fast as they are in middle school don't really get that as their body changes, their clothes can look different on them from one month to the next, or a dress that fit last spring might be bordering on indecent this spring. So it's just kind of helping guide them in terms of what they're wearing.
You find it particularly difficult to see girls dressing in ways that are inappropriate. What's the worry for you about girls?
I worry that they'll see themselves, their worth, as their bodies and what's popping out of their clothes, as opposed to what is in their heads and their character and their intelligence and their all those things that are so amazing about middle school girls. And I'm not only worried about middle school girls. Obviously, I have to deal with the dress code issues for the boys as well. But for the girls, it seems to be part and parcel of that larger issue of self-esteem and self-respect that I deal with on a daily basis. And whether it's having them answer questions in class without posing them as a question or without saying, I know this is going to be stupid, but, and then, you know, I just don't allow them to do that. And the dress code is just an extension of having some respect for yourself and your ideas.
How long have you been doing this, teaching at the school?
I've been teaching middle school for 5 years. So I taught high school before that.
Have you noticed it getting worse?
I've noticed that it's particularly, well, it's not just my noticing that it's particularly difficult to buy clothes for middle school girls. I hear it all the time. Lisa Belkin at Huffington Post at one point wrote about taking her niece out clothing shopping and how difficult it was to find clothes that worked for her. And she ended up taking her to a store called Forever 21. And when you're taking preteens to a store called Forever 21 because that's what they want to wear, it brings up some problematic moral issues, ethical issues in terms of marketing to children, marketing to girls.
Maybe I should ask a little bit about what the dress code is there. From what I hear from, I've got two goddaughters who are in middle school, your dress has to come down below your longest finger.
Right. And we actually get into discussions about arm length. Girls argue with me about the relative length of their arms and say, it's not fair. I shouldn't have to wear a skirt that's longer than my friends just because I have long arms in proportion to my torso. So, yeah, fingertip length skirt and a collared shirt.
Yeah, no spaghetti straps.
With pants. No spaghetti straps, no.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm sure we all know that, you know, jeans and bobby socks were once considered risque for girls. I mean,
absolutely.
Let's talk about the evolution of how, I guess we could look at it two ways. The way the girls' dress has changed and I think the increased sexualization of young girls, which I think is part of this conversation.
Absolutely. And actually, just this year, I think the big topic among educators was about yoga pants. That was the big issue, I believe, last fall or last spring. And it's problematic because we as educators, part of our job is to help them see the worth inside themselves. And I know it sounds trite and it sounds terribly cliche, but we do want them to see what's magic about them inside as opposed to, you know, what they've got going on outside. And it's a hard time because they're just starting to understand the power of their sexuality and the power of their gender. And it's tempting to test that out. And unfortunately, it's just one of the problems with doing that at school is that it can be distracting to them. It can be distracting to other people. And so whenever people talk about free speech in schools having to do with clothing and what's on T-shirts, the courts have almost always come down on the side of keeping a educational atmosphere. And that's really all we're trying to do.
But couldn't we look at this another way, Jessica, and say that is it shaming them? Is it saying to them, you're doing something wrong and making them feel badly about themselves and their bodies if you single them out?
Well, and that's where most of the criticism about this article came in. And to a degree, I absolutely agree. It really comes down to trust between the student and the teacher. And if you're interacting with them in a way that implies shame, that's how it's going to come off. When I have discussions, particularly with girls, about what they're wearing, I really try to couch it in terms of the language I've used in this interview, in terms of this is about valuing what's in your head and not what's spilling out of your top. And I try to model through my own clothes what I'm trying to convey to them. Middle school students, for better or for worse, are incredibly narcissistic. They don't understand often that the whole world is not looking at them all of the time. And that's just part of the age they are. That's how it's supposed to be. So being an understanding teacher is really important, trying to make sure they get that we're not trying to embarrass them. Being sensitive to any attention that you pay to them is going to be noticed, and just making sure that you're keeping their best interest at heart.
Jessica Leahy is an English, Latin, and writing teacher at Crossroads Academy in Lyme, New Hampshire. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Phone rings in the middle of the night. My father yells, what you gonna do with your life? Oh, Daddy, do you know you're still number one? The girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. That's all they really want. Some fun. When the working day is done. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. Take a beautiful girl